Answers Magazine, Volume 7.1, page 46. Special section, God invented it first. Talk about inspiration. Everywhere they look in the biological world, scientists and engineers are finding marvelous designs that inspire new technology. In fact, this conscious imitation of nature has opened a whole new field of science called biomimicry. A new source of ideas for technology has invigorated industry, mimicking the designs in living things. Biomimetics, or biomimicry, is the official name for this new life-imitating field of science. By copying the world around us, scientists believe they can find innovative solutions to almost any problem imaginable. Biomimetics has already led to the development of technology as diverse as airplanes, Velcro, windshield wipers, and sharkskin swimsuits. Who knows what wonders await? Biomimetics is often considered a branch of green science. By mimicking natural processes and products, a new generation of green technology is being born. Expecting to find all sorts of creative new ways to reduce, reuse, and recycle, industrialists and governments are prepared to plunk down an estimated $300 billion on biomimicry research over the next decade alone. To see scientists looking to nature for technological ideas is a refreshing change of pace. The great accomplishments of the Age of Reason gave rise to a prevalent attitude that everything could be answered by the brute force of human intellect given enough time. Scientists were heralded as the undisputed, unbiased masters of the world. People saw them as guarding the keys of the universe. Scientists are now recognizing, more than ever before, the incredible and sustainable design in the world, and they want to dissect and replicate it. Their newfound humility is encouraging as they focus on understanding the world around them. Yet biomimicry only goes so far. Much of the time, scientists give evolution the credit for the exquisite designs, rather than the creator who spoke the universe into existence. Despite their brilliance, many researchers honor the creature rather than the creator. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. God's children, however, see a whole new layer of meaning in these developments, adding to the infinite number of reasons to give Him glory and praise.
Bug Box by Stuart Burgess. What if we could build lightweight flying machines that flap their wings and maneuver silently without conventional airplane engines? During the long, hot summer, lakes are abuzz with activity. Darting here and there is a tiny, easily overlooked insect, the dragonfly. Despite his humble appearance, he has become a source of increasing fascination to engineers like me. Why are dragonflies so interesting? Dragonflies are capable of amazingly agile maneuvers, including flying backwards and sideways. They are also fast. Some species can fly at over 30 miles per hour, 50 kilometers per hour. A dragonfly's two sets of long, beautiful wings flap typically 30 times per second. For reasons like these, aerodynamics engineers like myself are looking for ways to imitate their flight abilities. Since we already have airplanes and helicopters, why do we need to find another way to fly? The answer is simple. Flapping MAVs, micro air vehicles, can potentially do a better job at many specialized tasks when big, clunky vehicles aren't appropriate. Applications include search and rescue, traffic monitoring, and reconnaissance. Even though engineers can build miniature helicopters, insect-like flapping has big advantages. Compared to a mini helicopter, insect flight is quieter and more efficient. A micro-air vehicle can also be camouflaged to look like an insect, which is why the military has invested millions of dollars in its development. While the benefits are substantial, the technical challenges are as well. Insect flapping is more complicated than bird flight, although hummingbirds possess a few similarities. During flapping, birds do not twist their wings much, but dragonflies do. Picture it like this. Hold out your arms and flap your hands up and down. That's essentially all a bird has to do. Now, while flapping, tilt your hand side to side. That twisting forms a vortex, tiny whirlwind, that creates high lift forces on the wing, which is necessary to keep a dragonfly aloft. Engineers have developed clever ways to simulate that sort of simultaneous flapping and twisting using precision instruments and motors. However, they still struggle to achieve the efficiency and reliability of a dragonfly. I have personally led a research team to build an MAV in a major research program in the UK. We studied dragonflies using high-speed cameras and copied their wing motion in detail. It was a truly humbling experience to seek to understand the incredibly intricate and precise design of the dragonfly. According to the idea of evolution, dragonflies are primitive creatures. Yet their incredible design continues to stump the best engineers in the world, who are unable to invent anything as advanced. The marvelous design of the dragonfly reveals the amazing creativity and wisdom of the Creator, the first to make a dragonfly fly. Power Plants by John Upchurch. What if we could find an efficient process that extracted a pure source of power, hydrogen gas, directly out of water? Between concerns about global warming, oil shortages, and increasing gasoline prices, what can the general public do? Where can we find an alternative energy source? Fortunately, the perfect energy source already exists. It's found in a range of sizes, from small enough to pass through the eye of a needle to a sky-touching 379 feet, 115 meters. And it's suitable for almost any environment, from mountaintops to ocean depths. And most importantly, the main waste product is clean, breathable oxygen. This may sound far-fetched, but researchers around the world are inspired by something they see out their windows. Plants, or specifically, plants' photosynthesis. At creation, God gave plants the ability to transform light into chemical energy. And since the 1700s, scientists have continuously marveled at this amazing process, spending hundreds of thousands of lab hours examining the chemical reactions that make this transformation possible. 300 years later, photosynthesis still hasn't been copied. The difficulty lies in the water itself. H2O is a very stable molecule and requires a great deal of energy to split into oxygen and hydrogen gas. The hydrogen gas could serve as a clean, burnable fuel, but researchers have yet to discover an artificial and efficient way to obtain it. Recently, interest in photosynthesis has blossomed into an international attempt to replicate the efficiency of this truly green power source. Two innovation hubs have sprouted on opposite sides of the Pacific Ocean: the Energy Innovation Hub in California and the Solar Fuels Lab in Singapore. Researchers at both locations hope to mimic plant processes to develop cheaper alternative fuels. At the California hub, the U.S. Department of Energy hopes to kickstart energy innovation through artificial photosynthesis. While past efforts to split water have been costly and inefficient, the Department of Energy plans to overcome these limitations with a three-pronged attack: finding better light-absorbing materials, discovering faster chemical reactions, and moving quickly from laboratory experiments to actual, usable prototypes. Solar Fuels Lab scientists at Nanyang Technological University in Singapore are examining the same possibilities. Through artificial leaf technology, the researchers hope to develop an economical way to produce leaves that extract large amounts of hydrogen from water and help reduce the world's dependence on crude oil. Even with all the technological promise, researchers at both hubs have missed one major detail: recognition that God is responsible for creating photosynthesis in the first place. The president-designate at Nanyang Technological University, Professor Bertil Anderson, misplaces the praise for this incredible design. He says, "We can learn a lot from nature if we look hard enough." While he's right that we can learn from creation, creation should ultimately lead us to awe of our Creator. This research will hopefully bloom into robust energy solutions, but we should never forget who is at the root of these endeavors, the real source of all technological ideas: God, who designed incomparable energy factories right outside our windows.
Magnificent Motors by Georgia Purdom. What if we could design a super small, versatile machine that could travel up blood vessels to deliver targeted medical aid? Inspiration sometimes strikes from the most unlikely directions. Who knew that a well-known parasite might lead to the next major breakthrough in medical treatment? A group of scientists at the University of Tennessee are leading the way to understand how microscopic creatures, primarily Giardia lamblia, move through the bloodstream. The goal? Construct micro-robots that can navigate the dangerous twists and turns of the bloodstream. Only world-class swimmers can make it to their intended destination in this foreign environment. So scientists want to study the very best. If robots can imitate the swimming abilities of Giardia, doctors could send them on any number of special missions, such as site-specific drug delivery and breaking up kidney stones. The technology promises many non-medicinal benefits, too. For example, better maneuvering of large underwater vehicles. Why focus on Giardia? One scientist involved in the research, Dr. Mingjun Zhang, stated, "Giardia seems to be one of the most sophisticated swimming microorganisms and is very efficient and intelligent in terms of controlling its swimming behavior and energy utilization. It is a source rife with bio-inspiration and innovation." Giardia, a single-cell organism known as a protozoan, attaches to the small intestine and causes a form of diarrhea called giardiasis. This disease causes abdominal cramping, vomiting, and a fever that can last for days. Though the protozoan now causes great harm in our fallen world, there's no denying that its motors are elegantly designed. Not just one, but four pairs of flagella, tentacle-like arms, extend from its body. They enable Giardia to swim with a rotating motion, much like that of a beater on an electric mixer. Giardia is unusual in that it can infect many different types of hosts, both humans and animals. The key to its versatility is that each of the four pairs of flagella has different movements and functions, allowing it to infect very different types of hosts. Two pairs act like flexible paddles, similar to paddles on two sides of a canoe. Another pair moves with a wave-like action, like snakes moving through water. This pair is important for attaching to the host's cells. The last pair does not seem to move at all. However, they run almost the entire length of the body and increase the flexibility of the tail end, which appears to contribute to the cell's overall movement. All the flagella work closely together when the Giardia nears its host for attachment. Like a spaceship preparing to dock, the motors stabilize and direct the body as it hovers into position above the cell surface. The flagella's ability to direct precise movements excites robotic engineers. Dr. Zhang, the scientist mentioned earlier, also stated, "This, each of the Giardia's flagella, is the result of a robust design from millions of years of evolution." This statement is ironic, considering that he had previously described Giardia as sophisticated, efficient, and intelligent. Complex biological machines like the flagella cannot evolve in a stepwise fashion via random mutation over millions of years, as Darwinian evolutionists postulate. If even one small part of the biological machine were not present, the organism would quickly die. Although Giardia causes disease, this was not the case before the fall. God's original design for Giardia was likely that of a beneficial symbiotic or mutual support relationship, like so many other microorganisms today. Giardia is an amazing example of God's complex design in a seemingly simple organism. Even in our fallen world, the great physician shows us many inspiring designs, including those in a parasite, that doctors can use to help the sick.
Self-Healing Concrete by Tommy Mitchell. What if we could design a material for roads that would only get small cracks that resealed with chemical bonds as good as new. Engineers are now looking to God's creation for innovative ideas in architecture. From new ventilation systems that imitate termite mounds to plots of plants on rooftops, building design will never be the same. Even the basic building block, concrete, has been altered based on insights from human muscles. Three basic types of muscles exist in the human body: smooth, skeletal, and cardiac, heart. Two are of special interest to concrete engineers. Smooth muscles control most involuntary actions, such as breathing. Their fibers are arranged randomly and don't bulk up. Skeletal muscles allow us to move more voluntarily, and these can be strengthened with exercise. Unlike smooth muscles, skeletal muscles are organized in intricately bound bundles. A skeletal muscle is a bundle of fascicles, and each fascicle is a bundle of fibers. Each fiber contains hundreds of myofibrils, and every myofibril is a bundle of about 4,500 protein filaments. Each of those filaments is a bundle of many long protein polymers. Because skeletal muscle is a bundle of bundles of bundles, heavy burdens get divided among the many bundles. Sharing the load this way protects against overstressing the muscle. Instead of tearing the entire muscle, excessive loads normally cause only small scattered tears. These tiny tears are called microtrauma. When microtrauma occurs, muscles spend a few days building more protein to replace the torn or damaged protein polymers. Soon, the muscle fibers are as strong as ever. Repairing a large tear would be very difficult, but minor injuries are generally small and easily mended. This is all well and good, but how does muscle structure specifically apply to concrete? Ordinary concrete is a mixture of cement, sand, and water. Once it dries, concrete is brittle, so when it gets stressed, it cracks. Cracks typically spread through the concrete and require expensive repairs. By replacing the sand with microfibers, the concrete isn't brittle. In fact, it can even bend. When the stress on the concrete is excessive, the cement around the microfibers is designed to fracture before the microfibers. Microfibers divide the concrete into small sections, akin to muscle bundles. This allows heavy loads to be divided and shared. Because the microfibers are arranged randomly, like those in smooth muscle, stress from any direction can be absorbed. And when a small crack does appear, it does not spread beyond its section. And, like muscle, this new concrete repairs itself. Tears in stressed muscles are usually small, allowing intact fibers to act like splints during healing. Likewise, microfibers in self-healing concrete bridge tiny cracks while the concrete heals itself. The dry cement powder in a small crack mixes with water vapor and carbon dioxide from the air to form limestone. This limestone fills the tiny crack and dries around the microfibers. The healed concrete is as tough and strong as the original, but like smooth muscle, this remodeled concrete does not bulk up. If it did, bridges and buildings made from it would swell. Self-healing concrete is an amazing invention based on God's designs. The possibilities are unlimited for those who expect to find intelligent design throughout the created world. A Sticky Solution by Don DeYoung. What if we could design tape and adhesives that automatically cleaned themselves every time they got dirty or wet? Consider this: a tree frog hopping around the rainforest, crawling and sticking on any and all surfaces he pleases. That's when he hears a noise. A nearby snake is looking for a midnight snack. Acting quickly, the frog crawls underneath a leafy bunker to hide. But then the unthinkable happens. The frog's feet lose their grip. He slips and falls, becoming easy prey. At least that's what would happen if his feet were coated with household Scotch tape. Try pressing a piece of adhesive tape against a dusty surface. Before long, the tape loses its grip as dust particles clog the sticky side. Tree frogs hop around in dusty, wet, or muddy surroundings, yet they must stick securely to branches and leaves, even hanging upside down, for their entire lives, 8 to 10 years. How can they hold on to muddy, wet surfaces without eventually falling? Researchers are testing how this sticky ability works. To figure out how tree frogs crawl up dirty surfaces, they conducted the following experiment. They placed a tree frog on a flat, dusty surface, then slowly tilted the platform to a vertical position. As the tilt angle increased, the frog eventually lost its grip and started to slide. If it crawled a few steps, however, the frog recovered its traction and stayed put. Close inspection of the frog's foot shows many tiny geometrically shaped pads. The feet secrete a small amount of mucus between these pads. To hold its position, the frog first moves its foot back and forth to spread the gel and clean up nearby dust by absorbing it. Then, as more gel is secreted over the pads, it creates a new, thin layer that restores the grip. The frog's foot pad has a second important feature. When conventional tape gets pulled loose, small cracks often spread. This allows removal of the tape, but weakens it for further use. In contrast, the frog's pads are already separated to prevent such cracks. As a result, each step cleans the foot while retaining its original shape. Just what is it that makes frog feet sticky? The causes of stickiness vary widely. Adhesion chemistry is highly complex. It involves intermolecular forces, atomic bonding, polymer chemistry, and friction. The list goes on. Things can stick together for a wide variety of reasons, which leads to the limited understanding of stickiness. No single answer exists. For example, gecko feet have thousands of brush-like hairs that hold firmly to almost any surface. Gecko feet perform the same function as tree frog feet, but have been designed to use completely different materials. We use adhesives every day in building construction, product manufacturing, aerospace engineering, and medicine. A reusable, self-cleaning adhesive, akin to the feet of tree frogs, has many potential applications in all these areas, as the researchers at the University of Glasgow are discovering. For example, since frog feet remain sticky in wet conditions, why not create bandages that stick when wet? And after use, such waterproof bandages could be removed painlessly, without leaving a sticky residue. Imagine heavy-duty frog tape applied under water to seal leaks in a boat hull or a swimming pool. For clothing, reusable sealing tape could provide a quick fix. Imagine car tires that adhere firmly to wet or icy roads, without slipping. Such products could incorporate a liquid gel that mimics the self-cleaning ability of tree frogs. Although these applications are only dreams, the possibilities grow with our understanding of adhesion. God has filled His creation with valuable ideas for new devices and solutions to everyday problems. The possibilities are limited only by our imagination.
Butterflies on the Battlefield by Melinda Christian. What if badges on soldiers could change color in an explosion, giving doctors vital information about the severity of the shock? Loud yelling, shots firing, explosions fill the air. Your ears overload with the sounds of battle, which prevent you from hearing the warning. Suddenly, a nearby bomb blasts you off your feet. The wind is knocked out of your lungs, but you're not bleeding, so you shake it off and carry on fighting. You just became the next casualty. Blast-induced traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is the signature injury of the recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This injury occurs when an external force, such as an explosion, damages the brain. An estimated 20% of U.S. soldiers serving in the Middle East will suffer brain trauma as a result of IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. Improved body armor has saved lives from projectiles, but the delayed dangers of brain trauma persist. Diagnosing and treating brain trauma is particularly tricky, since the extent of the injury can't be directly detected, and the severity depends on the strength of the blast, which doctors can't observe. Furthermore, symptoms of serious damage don't always appear right away. Slowly progressing brain damage can go undetected and undiagnosed, sometimes for years. To make diagnosis even more challenging, symptoms can mimic those of post-traumatic stress disorder. Researchers at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania and the same university's School of Engineering and Applied Science are working on ways to develop a type of blast badge to affix on the uniforms and helmets of soldiers in combat. The invention was inspired by the delicate beauty of the butterfly. It may surprise you to learn that the bright, vivid colors of a butterfly do not result only from pigment. Pigment, such as the colors of our clothes, absorbs and reflects specific colors. But butterflies' wings display color in another way. Iridescence is caused by the complex reflections of light. If you hold a butterfly, you'll notice how its wings seem to be covered in dust. The shape and placement of these tiny, dust-like scales determine how light reflects off of them. Different shades and colors appear, depending on how far apart the scales are placed. But how does this apply to soldiers? Borrowing from the design of the butterfly, scientists are working to produce blast badges using a color-changing technology made of crystalline nanoscales, small chips that look like butterfly scales. During an explosion, the shockwaves alter the nanoscale's structure relative to the intensity of the blast. The change in structure changes how the scales reflect light, which in turn causes the badge to change color. Essentially, the stronger the blast, the greater the color change. The resulting color tells the soldier and doctors the severity of the blast, information essential to receiving the proper medical care as quickly as possible. Although these blast badges are still being developed, the technology is very promising. After all, it is based on a design created by God, the creator and sustainer of the universe. We can give our creator thanks not only for the beauty of a butterfly, but also for inspiring new technologies that will ultimately protect lives.